Welcome to another Journey UFOs, Aliens, History, and the Mystery of the Human Being podcast. Hi, I'm Mito Allen, and I'm your host, creator, producer. I do everything for this podcast, which honestly, it's pretty easy. I'm using Anchor. You heard my ad at the beginning, but it is. So it's just finding the stuff to talk about. That's the part that takes time, and also learning how to talk, which I'm still learning. I have, social anxiety with talking to people. And I don't know, my train of thought kind of, it's hard for me to speak to people, and I don't know why. It's something my mom had too. So anyway, I won't give you a sob story. I'm just saying, you know, when I stutter or pause or anything, or I lose words, I can't think of specific words sometimes. Bruce Willis came out recently saying he had something called aphasia, which is what my mom had too. It's talking to people, it's hard to express yourself. And if you haven't heard that, Bruce Willis talks about it. And I think I have a little bit of that. I don't know. But anyway, thank you for listening. And I have a good show tonight. Just so you know, it's about UFO sightings. There's several of them that I saw recently that just really grabbed my attention. And there's one very important one. It'll be probably the second one I talk about, which is about Sadhguru on Joe Rogan and his alien experience. So prepare to listen to that. You can go to my website, www.ufo.fish, and you'll find links to certain things that I talk about tonight. Also, you can go to my Twitter feed at UFOUAPSighting. And you can find any tweets or links I share there. Also, please, when you subscribe, write a review, tell people about it. And I'm losing listeners, and I know it's because of I'm not talking UFOs a lot anymore, but I do talk about them. I guess I stopped talking enough about them, but that's okay. I hope to gain some back. Or if anything, just listen. That's important. Thank you. And please let me know what I'm doing wrong. If you don't like the show, you can email me UFOUAPSightingsDaily@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Twitter. You can find the info on the website also, or in the show description to contact me. But let me know. All right. Thank you. All right. So the first one I got for you today comes off of Twitter. It's very interesting. Just Johnson. He's the one who... He's got a pretty famous video that he found, or he recorded, of a UFO or of something, a cube-shaped object. There's a weird sound in my ear. Sorry about that noise. That was my phone. I threw it across the room on the bed to see if it went away. There's something causing a little noise in my ear. I apologize for that. But anyway, Just Johnson shared on Twitter yesterday, April 9th, a picture of a UFO crashing in Alaska. So I'm going to read what he wrote, the caption for the picture, and then I'll describe the picture. So he says, and I'm quoting Just Johnson at Bigfoot CyberArk, "This crashed into a mountain in Alaska a couple of days ago. Local authorities scrambled a helicopter to investigate. They reported back that it was nothing. Now they are saying that it's a contrail from a plane. Looks like neither to me, and sounds like a classic cover-up. The original post was by Space Cowboy 78 or 781, and he posted a couple pictures of this. So there's the tip of this object, which is a kind of like an orb shape, it looks like. And then there's like this large, strange, real strange trail, contrail behind it. It is one of the most strangest trails. And it looks like it just, the first picture Jess Johnson shows the object and the contrail behind it. And then I posted another picture from Space Cowboy that shows a larger image of it. And it is this long cloud. Looks like it's streaking straight down into a mountain, like it's crashing towards the mountaintop. And it's got this strange contrail, and part of it looks like almost like it's got vines for this contrail or hair. It's kind of like there's this long contrail that's gray, and then there's this wavy strings or strands coming off of it as well. This is something that happened. There's actual evidence. There's an investigation. Of course, it's being denied that something happened. It's saying that nothing happened and that it's just, they're saying it's nothing, that nothing happened, even though they investigated and there's picture of this. These pictures are just insane. So if you want to check them out, Jess Johnson, his Twitter is @BigfootCyberArk, or you can find the original post at SpaceCowboy781. I'll retweet it also under hashtag UFOXYZ1234, because I'm talking about it. I strongly suggest checking it out. Maybe make a comment or two about it on the post, either on the original or on Jess Johnson's or Bigfoot CyberArk's post. But it's a strange, unusual, odd contrail. And the tip of the contrail, there's an object, and it's being ignored or denied or something. But I think it's a very important one to look into, because something definitely occurred. And these two, Space Cowboy and Jess Johnson, share wonderful, great footage. So if you want to check any of their stuff out, please do. They do have some good shares, good tweets. You'll find a lot of good stuff from them. All right, so if you don't know what Mount Kailash is, it's in Tibet. It's a mountain, and it's a very mysterious mountain. It's been told that there's a lot of stories about it, but one is that the god or goddess, or I'm not sure, but Shiva, the destroyer of worlds and the creator of worlds. And they say in India that Shiva just appeared, like just manifested out of nothing, but is said to be in Mount Kailash, or somehow part of Mount Kailash. On March 14th, Sadhguru was on Joe Rogan, and he talked about how there is some kind of entity or something going on there. It's very powerful. So I'm going to play a little clip here. So here we go. It's from the Joe Rogan podcast where Sadhguru was on it. It's just a minute, maybe 2 minutes I'll play. So here we go.
That we don't possess. So these things I've faced in many places, but there are certain places where there is a unreasonable level of concentration. So one place is this Kailash Manasarovar region in Tibet. In the last 2 years, we've been not been able to go because the Chinese have closed this because of this corona virus or whatever. Probably next year it'll open up. Last year we went, we viewed Kailash and Manasarovar from 8 to 10 kilometers away at the Nepali border. We went there, and even from a distance, what it does to people is unbelievable.
So it's just one concentrated hot spot of activity.
Yes, and that too, it's like clockwork. Exactly at 2:30 in the morning, it starts. Boom, activity like that for about 1.5 hours, 1 hour, 40 minutes like that. After that, it just goes down. It's almost like a busy airport. Boom, 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 things are happening. But not like crafts or anything, just bunches of lives, just up and down, things happening for about 1.5 to 2 hours max.
Do you think they're extraterrestrial? Do you think they're interdimensional? Do you think they're spirits?
They're not spirits.
No?
No. Anything that's related to the planet, we will just know immediately. It's not a...
It's something like that. That's from somewhere else.
It is definitely from somewhere else. And, you know, like... these are crazy things, man. Why do you want me to speak about this?
No, I...
Okay, so there we go. So what he's talking about is he went to this Kailash Monastery in Tibet, or I'm not sure if this was the time he was there, what he's talking about, or the time he was 8 to 10 kilometers away from it, but he was just saying at 2:30 in the morning, something happens there, and Sadhguru, he says he doesn't know anything, but he does know life, and he does know what life on Earth feels like, and whatever's happening there, it's not Earth life. It's something else, either interdimensional, alien, not sure. He said it's like an airport or runway for these beings to come in, and he invited one to enter one of his, someone he knows, body, and which he did. Then he put a bowl of water by the head of the person. And the reason why he does this is because it creates insane heat. Because these beings enter the human body and then just causes immense amount of heat through the human body. He said it was 0 degrees or below freezing. And after about 2 minutes, after this being entered this person's body, the water that he put by the head began to boil. And that's when he knew that the being had to leave. So he released it or told it to leave, or I'm not sure exactly how, but there's even video of this happening. You can't see the water, and you see the person lying there, and then the person gives a speech about how they felt extreme heat. But it's alien. It's aliens that come here, and Sadhguru says it's like an airport or a runway or something that these beings use and have used on Earth for millions of years, this area, to kind of come in, whatever they do, and then they leave, and it starts early in the morning, 2:30, and then it goes, and then it slowly dissipates, and, you know, for hours and hours, and then it just slowly goes away. This is fascinating. He has this person lying there, and you see them lying there. It's a female, and she, when the being enters her body, you can't see anything. You just see the person. But you see her moving weird and acting weird, and then Sadhguru with this bowl of water that was below freezing, and the water began to boil because the heat coming off of her body. She said it was like electricity passing through her is what it felt like. And this is a very interesting, very weird Not sure what, you know, what it is exactly, but he plans on going there again to see what this is. But he says that he knows what Earth beings feel like. Due to his yogic or yoga practices, which is not to be confused with Western yoga of exercise and health. It's a different kind of, or it's yoga, but it's something more spiritual. And he knows what a human or what anything from an amoeba to a human on this planet feels like, life feels like. He knows the texture of it, he says. And then he knows that whatever these beings are, or whatever this is going on there, it is not from here, not from this planet. He does not feel the same as he does with humans or with life on this planet. It's very interesting. Very, wow. If you haven't heard that yet, I strongly suggest you do. It's on March 14th. He was on Joe Rogan talking about it. And if you go to my website, www.ufo.fish, I have a video where it plays that clip that I just played you from Joe Rogan, and then it goes on to actually show the ceremony of what he did with this person. The title of the video is called Sadhguru's Crazy Himalayan Alien Encounters, Mystics of Bharat, is the name of the channel. Mystics of Bharat, Bharat. But there's a link to it on my website, so it's easier for you to go there and watch it. I recommend watching it. This is, you know, he doesn't know what it is. I definitely don't know what it is. But whatever it is, there's something going on there. And it's just interesting. If you look up Mount Kailash and you look at the kind of history of it, the ancient history of it, it's been a mysterious place forever. You're not allowed to climb it. One Buddhist climbed it in like the 1500s or so and came down with the message for nobody to ever climb it again. And so nobody has, you're not allowed to. If you look at the mountain, it's really odd the way it is. It's like a mountain on top of a mountain. It looks like it's weird how it looks. Mount Kailash. It's Kailash. So I recommend checking that out. Go to my website, ufo.fish, and check it out. And then if you like that, or if you're more curious, search Mount Kailash on YouTube, and you'll find a lot of interesting, fascinating stuff about it. But this is just, wow. Aliens inhabited a human body during a ceremony that was recorded. So the video, you know, when you watch, it's just people. There's no actual aliens in the video. It's just what Sadhguru says he experienced. And he doesn't lie. He tells you what he sees or what he experiences. So, and he's very, very famous, probably the most famous guru out there. So yeah, so go ahead and check it out. It's amazing. All right, so this next one I have for you comes off of Reddit, r/UFOs. There's a link to it on my website, ufo.fish. It's called Stabilized Footage of UFO. It's a kind of potato-shaped UFO. It's real interesting. I'm not sure of the source or if this video is real or not. It is good. And the reason why I am sharing it and talking about it is because this image or this UFO looks exactly like this historical artwork of a UFO, or not exactly, but real close, of like this kind of potato-shaped UFO. The title of the painting is Crucifixion of Christ, fresco detail from the Vysoki Dekani Monastery. And the video, when you watch it, it looks very similar to this painting. It's kind of like, I don't know, a half a potato cut and then shape, and then kind of a clear bubble around it, where you could possibly see some kind of occupant inside of this clear bubble, or it might be so the occupant inside can see out. It's weird. It's interesting. It's pretty popular. There's a lot of comments, you know, like when and where. And there's not a lot of information on it except for that. So if you go to my website, ufo.fish, it's underneath the Sad Guru link I shared, and you'll see it. Or you can go to r/UFOs in Reddit, and Stabilized Footage of UFO is the title. It's about 15 seconds long. It looks like it's in the sky or against the sky. And there's not a lot to the video, but it's nonetheless, it's very good, and it reminds me of that historical ancient artwork. All right, so yeah, if you want to check it out, check it out. All right, so the last sighting I have for you, it's a short episode tonight, but that's okay. I just want to do these sightings is off of YouTube. Only Real UFOs is the name of the channel. I've used them several times in the past. And what it is it says Fleet of UFOs over Kansas City. Now, we just had, well, about a month ago now, was the anniversary for the Phoenix Lights. And this reminds me of it. It's real interesting. It's on someone on a freeway in Kansas City, Missouri. And there are, I don't know, 9 or 10 of them at least. It's like a fleet. They're not flying in a V formation like the Phoenix Lights. They're more or less in a line, like in a straight line. Some are a little bit off to the side, but for the most part, they're kind of in a line. And this driver just, or this passenger, I'm not sure if it's the passenger or the driver of the car on the freeway, just filming them, and they're zooming in and zooming out, and camera's a little shaky, I guess, because they're driving. But they also invert it, or negative image it, however you want to call that. And that comes out real clear. You can easily see all these orbs or whatever they are in the sky, UFOs. Can't tell, can't make out the size or shape or what they are, but they are all lit up, so there are lights on them. And I find that interesting about UFOs, is that they're light, lights on them, or light shines on them. I'm not sure if it means anything. So, who knows, you know, I mean, airplanes have lights, but this is not an airplane formation. This is definitely a UFO, or maybe drones, maybe some kind of military convoy escort thing. Who knows? I don't know what it is. But I mean, it looks like just some kind of UFO thing, similar to the Phoenix Lights. And the description shows that while they were driving on a bridge, and by the time they could pull over, they were gone, and they were flying from west to east. So it sounds like they're pretty fast also. The video is about 2 minutes long, give or take. But yeah, it's good. It's good. It's definitely qualifies as UFO sighting. Just don't know what objects it were, if any research was done, if there was any kind of FAA call or anything like that to see. It's just this video footage. All right, I'll be right back with a wrap up of tonight. Thanks. So, Sadhguru knows that these beings aren't of this earth because of the texture, is what he says in that video. I find that real interesting. I find Sadhguru really interesting. He's always got wisdom, lots of wisdom. He's very, very... I don't know what you would call it, but a very enlightened man, I guess. And impressive person. Because not only does he practice, you know, all these yogi practices and Indian spiritual practices, but he lives them, and he's not afraid to go out and experience them. And even though... And that's, I think that's part of the journey that we're on this planet, is to be able to overcome our fears of doing or judgments of doing something new or trying something or experiencing something. And I had a lot of that in my past, even though... I'm a very laid-back, easygoing person, always a nice and kind person. I've always had my hesitations about doing things, and judgments about people. I apologize about the bird noise. It just started snowing here. Friday was 75 degrees, and now it's Sunday, and it is snowing, and I think the birds are screaming, what the hell is going on? Because, yeah, what the hell is going on with the weather? So, the tweeting is the birds. It's late, but they're going nuts. But, yeah, I've always had, I don't know, hesitations and judgments, and very judgmental person my whole life. Like, why is that person acting like that, you know? Or, and in my head, in my, you know, to their face, I've always, you know, been nice. I've always been, that's how I was raised by my mother, you know. If you don't have nothing nice to say, then don't say anything at all. And I've always been afraid to express myself no matter what. Even now, it's really difficult for me to talk. I'm getting over it, and I'm getting better at it, but I'm still having a little bit of first, because my thoughts, you know, they're hard to put into, to vocalize it, I guess, but also, it's weird. Like, I can sit at a computer and type perfect sentences and beautiful words and stories all day long without hesitation, you know, with the exception of, you know, spelling and grammatical errors. But other than that, I'll just be able to just type away and tell a story typing. But speaking a story, it's different. I don't know what that is, but it's something. Something I plan to get over. I'm working on it, obviously. I'm out of my comfort zone doing this podcast, and it's helping me. But my whole life I've been that way. And I guess it's being a little dishonest, just to myself, and maybe even to other people, not fully talking or telling them how I feel or what I feel about them, you know, like, and not that, you know, little white lies are okay, because, you know, you gotta kind of keep, you know, we don't want to put other people in, bring them into your sort of vortex, especially if your vortex is negative, or your world, or your aura, or yourself, or your feelings, whatever emotions. Or name, you don't want to bring other people down with you if you are down. So in that case, you know, yeah, I'm good. You can tell people, or yeah, I'm fine. But then it also does myself a disservice by not by withholding a lot of this stuff and holding it in. And so I'm working on that, and I know I talk about it a lot, but I'm on like a kind of spiritual journey right now. I'm working on learning meditation and how to kind of understand myself, understand who I am, and where I fit in this life. And that is definitely an ego talk, or ego, you know, talking about myself, about me. But to get over that me, I think I need to go on a spiritual journey and find who I am and figure out, because we're all individuals. We all try to work together, but we don't. We work for ourselves, selfishly. And it's, I don't know. I guess we're all lost, or at least I am. And I hope to find my way. I'm gonna do these practices, learn spirituality, learn why people, or what, because I don't worship one religion or one God or one anything. I don't worship anything. I'm not an atheist, I'm an agnostic, you can say, but I'm... And I don't know which way to lean, like which direction to go. And so that's, I guess, why I'm on this journey, and why I've changed this podcast a little bit, because I'm searching for something, and I hope I find it. And I hope you can help me find it and join me in this search. And then later, you know, not anytime soon, or not like within the next month, or, you know, not soon. I'm talking about a little ways away, and I'm going to plan it. I'm going to plan, I don't know when, you know, it could be years from now for all I know. But, you know, making a pilgrimage to Peru, to do an ayahuasca ceremony, and in the meantime, you know, maybe learn how psychedelics work and how they affect people, and listen to their stories and make sure that the experience is going to be a good one, because I know people have bad ones also. And I think a lot of it has to do with what the frame of mind is, and what you're doing at the time, and if you're prepared, and, you know, if you're not educated, and you have to make sure the substance you're taking is what it is. It's not just some, you know, it could be something else, or spiked with something else, you know, who knows in today's world. And Yeah, so and that's how I plan to, I guess, find myself to do these things and to educate myself, especially, and I'm gonna find certain books and to read to help me along with this too. And and all I wanted to do was talk about Sadhguru's UFO sighting, but I kept going on on him, and I guess it led me down that road, which is the road I'm taking anyway. But I just found that real interesting, and how does he end up there? How does he end up to be able to see or feel or sense or whatever, however it works, Mount Kailash, and there's aliens or beings not of this earth? How is he able to do that? He says it's through yoga or yogic practices, but that's not specific, you know. So I guess I'm going to look more into that too. Boy, that would be an adventure to go visit that spot. That's for sure. And then the next one is that Alaska one. I'm just kind of wrapping things up. So the Alaska one, Scott Waring did a video on it as well. He does the UFO Sightings Daily YouTube channel. He has a website, UFOsightingsdaily.com. He's on Twitter. And he did a view, gave his opinion on that Alaska thing, that Bigfoot Cyber Arc, Just Johnson and Space Cowboy shared and I talked about earlier. So if you want a little more insight into that, you can find that also. And you can go to my website, www.ufo.fish. It's where I share all my UFO sightings that I talk about on the show. Not ones I've had personally, just ones that I've found around the web. Have a great night, great day, and I really hope you'll join me next time. And please hit me up if you have any words of advice, opinions, if you want to even come on the podcast and want to say something, that's fine too. So anyway, have a great night, and I'll be back soon with love. All right, so just a quick announcement. My stepson, YBC Wax Gaming, he just made an announcement that he's going to be posting a new video on his YouTube channel every Friday. So once a week, he'll be posting a new gaming video. He is very entertaining, very funny. It's YBC, your boy Chance. So YBC Wax, WAX Gaming. And you can find his channel on YouTube. So please check him out if you're into gaming, and or if you're into funny. Either way, you know, or both, you know, you'll get a kick out of his channel. Thanks.